Well, once again on stage, where Tom Comack is in charge of things up there. We're going to go over for another 10 or 15 minutes and continue to get the thoughts of these four fascinating people who are depth of a wealth of GEA knowledge tonight, and it's going to be good fun as well. So, Tom, back to you, and then we'll have a break, and, of course, part two to come as well. Tom.
Thank you indeed, Oisin. And well, we're on tactics before the break there, and before the music, and before Oisin spoke to Sean Clarkin. Just, Eamon, sticking with you, how big a role has Jim McGuinness and Eamon Fitzmaurice this week?
Well, they have a huge role, Tom. You know, listen, you're talking about two of, obviously, the two best managers. They're young managers. They're seriously educated. The reality is that Jim McGuinness spends, obviously, a couple of days a week in Celtic, but he's full-time managing Donegal. And it's professional in everything that he has done, player-wise, everything. Only the word professional, the GAA, they don't want to hear that word. Like, Donegal are now, have four or five training camps in 2014. This is the level of detail, the level of video analysis, the level of the amount of hours he puts into watching DVDs down to very, very small, minute things about Kerry this week. They have huge roles to play.
Yeah. And in terms of, you know, what is Jim to look out for Kerry? You know, if you're going to study the opposition, and I'm asking you because you were in a position as a manager, and I know Martin and Tony are in management as well, and Paddy.
Well, I suppose the couple of things, and for me, the key to unlocking Kerry, a couple of things is obviously the Donegal kickouts that Kerry are very good at this minute and time at midfield, and Moran is playing out of his skin. The other one is, in relation to Donegal's full forward line, Kerry's weakness for me is in their full back line. And Aidan O'Mahony has been playing full back. You know, 5 years ago when Aidan O'Mahony was on top of his game, he wasn't capable of playing full back. He's playing full back. Michael Murphy, Aidan O'Mahony, complete mismatch for Kerry's point of view. And for about 5 or 6 years, Kerry haven't got what you would call an out-and-out full back. And it's a serious problem for them. This is one of the reasons they're playing a defensive system. And I think that the Donegal full forward line, if Michael Murphy spends more time in there this time, and there's nobody around here in a position to tell Jim McGuinness or educate Jim McGuinness how to play that position. But if Murphy plays a lot of his football a full forward near man, he's going to give him an awful lot of trouble.
Yeah. Paddy, It's strange there that Eamon or Seamus has mentioned Aidan O'Mahony as a weak link in the Kerry team. Every interview I've heard Jim McGuinness talk this last couple of weeks and give about Kerry and what he thinks of Kerry, Aidan O'Mahony is one player that he's singling out as having an exceptional year.
Yeah, but is he doing that for a reason? I suppose, look, I agree with Seamus. Myself and himself chatted about this before we come up here as well. But I do wonder, is it too predictable? I suppose the winning of the game for Donegal in 2012 against Mayo was putting Michael and Colm to the edge of the square for the first 10 or 15 minutes and putting good early long ball into them. And on paper, to us all looking in, that looks like the sensible and straightforward thing to do on Sunday again. But is it too predictable? Mm-hmm. You know, with Eamon Morris being as cute as a manager as he is, I'd say he'll probably be expecting that, and he'll have something in place for that. So I do think that Michael Murphy's best position, as we all know, is full forward. I do think that Donegal can get great joy out of him against Aidan O'Mahony in a match up there and getting a good early ball into him. But I don't just see it being as straightforward as possible.
What you're saying is that Jim might be tempted to go with what he did against Mayo, bombard them in 2012, hit Kerry early.
That might be the temptation, but as I say, I think that would be too predictable, and I think Fitzmaurice will have read that and will have seen that's what might happen. So I say it could be like a game of chess for the first maybe half, 40 minutes. I'd say that Kerry aren't going to, you know, be sucked up into the Donegal half. Their halfbacks are going to sit deep. They're not going to penetrate the way Dublin did and leave gaps in their defence. They'll be content to sit in because I think the Kerry defence is a weak link. But as the game goes on, I do see Donegal at some stage, maybe it will be the start of the second half, maybe it will be the last 15 minutes, but some stage they're going to have to put Michael to the edge of the square and put ball into him. And then I see Donegal getting great joy. I do think this game will go the whole way to the wire.
Tony, just carrying on that theme from what Paddy there is, if you were Donegal manager, Would you go for it early on, put Michael in, bombard early ball in?
I think it's one of the fascinating things about Sunday's matches. Normally when you associate Kerry coming to an All-Ireland final, you sort of expect them, I'm sure in the past they've had their game plans, but you sort of expect them to play off the cuff and go man-to-man, you know. And I suppose it's a testament of where Jim's stature is in the game at the minute that, you know, if Fitzmaurice has been described as Kerry's answer to Jim McGuinness, you know. But we all know what Fitzmaurice has done to the Kerry team this year. Listen to me, as a full forward, I like to see Michael Murphy in close to the square as often as possible. You know, I think that's where he's his most dangerous. But I think it's a testament to the man himself, the leadership, as Martin mentioned earlier on. You know, he sacrifices probably his best position for the betterment of the team and what Jim decides. I agree with Paddy, you know, Eamon Fitzmaurice is probably going to be looking at the 2012 final and seeing, you know, the start that Donegal went for. I think, to be honest, I think Kerry will play it a wee bit like Donegal have played it over this last couple of years, you know, just to still be in the game, not be panicking, not to try and get ahead. They probably looked at Dublin and seen Dublin try to blow Donegal away. You know, didn't get the goal that they were probably looking to push on, and Donegal managed to get a bit of momentum. I would say it might be the opposite. I don't think Kerry have the players to be looking to try and blow Donegal away. All right, if they start Donaghy on the edge of the square and try and bombard ball, but I'm sure we'll have plenty of men back. So I think I'd be similar thinking along with Paddy. I think this could go to the wire. I still think man for man, we're by far a better team. But
so you wouldn't go for Michael Murphy in early on, would
no,
you?
No, I would have Michael Murphy in from the first minute.
But would you bombard
from the first minute till the 70th minute if possible? But unfortunately, you can't really, you know.
Yeah.
As Martin made the point, the one place that Kerry are very, very strong is in the middle of field, yeah. You know, Maher and David Moran. And I've seen David Moran closely a couple of years back down through Lee, and before he got his second cruciate injury, you know, and he's a monster of a player, you know, and that has to be watched, you know.
Martin McHugh, would you go, or would you sit back as the boys are suggesting, or would you try to hit Kerry early?
I think one thing anyway, when the ball's thrown in, Michael Murphy will be playing in the middle of the field with Neil Geller, because that's what's really happening, so that's why you start in the game in the middle of the field. It's just interesting, we look at Kerry. I think Kerry, they're going for the 37th All-Ireland. I think they've been beaten in nearly as many. So that's the amount of All-Ireland finals that they've played in. Now, a very interesting stat is in the last 15 years, Kerry have played in 10 All-Ireland finals. And there's only nine of the team that haven't played in All-Ireland finals starting on Sunday. So in fairness to Eamon Fitzmaurice, he's made a great job with them to turn it around with that kind of a turnaround. You don't normally get that in Kerry, but I go back to Barry O'Shea, the man who's listening to the radio. I thought he was coming over and they were talking about tactics and Kerry play off the cuff and Kerry are that type of team and everything else. And he said, they're on about Aidan O'Mahony actually, you know. And he says, it's a lot harder to play full back for Kerry than it is for Donegal. He says, when you play for Donegal, you've about seven men on helping you. He says, you could play there till you're 40 years of age. Anyway, you know, it's different. But suppose we look at Michael Murphy, and the only thing we say, we'd love to have him out the field, and we can't have that. But listen, there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of other players there now, you know, taking the pressure off. But you know, the only one thing I do say, and I know from my own young lad Ryan, who's young coming in there, the age he came in, and he just says that Michael Murphy's an unbelievable leader. He says just unbelievable, a great leader. And you know, they all.
Moving on to team selections, and we'll start with you, Martin. Have you any idea, Ryan? Have you any inkling?
The players will know the team on Sunday morning.
Yeah.
Whatever time it happens, that's when they'll know the team.
The Kerry team is due to be announced shortly.
Tonight, so
I think Donegal are holding back their selection as well until after that.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of difference. Suppose we'd say in Kilcar we'd like to see Patrick Brearty start, and different people say they'd like to see different players. It's very hard to know, judge the team. You know, the goalie six backs probably up to midfield is going to be the same. It's just how he goes in the forward line. Suppose a lot of people didn't expect David Walsh to start the last day. You know, and nobody heard that till nearly when the team came out on the field. So suppose that's another part of the tactical battle to not give anything away to
Patrick McBearty obviously is in the running. Christy Toy is in the running. Maybe victims of the fact that maybe they're turning out to be very good impact subs.
Yeah, well, that's a big point. And the big point I'd make about it is subs have been very important this year. Subs for Donegal, you know, having a strong bench. And that, you know, even Kerry have players coming off the bench now. Dublin at a stage were doing that. You know, it's important. Maybe that's where Mayo slipped up. They didn't have players to come off the bench. So the big call is, you know, Christy Toy, Pat and Bertie have been very good coming off the bench. You know, you look at it like this here, take any of them. You know, when a game starts and a player, maybe David Walsh the last day, he'd come off the bench, he would have been the player who returned the match, but he was on when Donegal were under pressure and he was... So it's important to have players come off the bench to make that difference. So that's the call to be made, you know, and that when they, maybe sometimes it's better coming into the game when it's opened up.
And just, you mentioned something there about actually the team won't know themselves actually who's playing until Sunday morning. That is a fact, isn't it?
Fact, yeah. I mean, that's the way it's gone. I suppose that's the road, you know. Managers are supposed to try and figure out who's going to play. And there'll be more phone calls made about who's going to play and who's where and who's everything else, you know. Maybe that boy who's up the pole in Kerry knows the Kerry team.
Seamus McEnany as a manager. What do you make of that?
When you have pundits like him with rats in every part of the country giving him back information, you wouldn't want to be maiming until the morning of the game. But just come back to the question.
No, what do you think about the fact that the actual team, the starting 15, yes, they have a fair idea, but they don't know the actual starting 15 until the morning of the game?
Yeah, I would presume that maybe a certain player that would be dropped might know the day before himself, or a fella that was going to be playing in a certain role might be told the night before, but the team wouldn't be told.
Yeah.
But listen, that's the way the game has gone. Look, as a manager, the media attention the teams get, it's unbelievable. It's horrendous trying to control it and not let it leak out of the group. And, you know, go back to the job that Jim McGuinness has done, you know, in relation to that. Like, he has just closed every shutter. There's nothing to be got out of Donegal or that group of players.
Tell me. Anyway,
compared to what was going on way back maybe 7 or 8 or 10 years ago, where everyone knew the team a week before the game.
Yeah. Yeah.
But just come back to the selection. I think that Paddy McBrearty is best impact to this Donegal team. I think when the game loosens up, Martin Fields as a Kilcar man is basically a hometown decision that for him. But in relation to the impact that he has a bigger impact coming into the game, I believe. And in fairness to Jim, the huge difference in Donegal this year and last year for me is the likes of McNeillis, Ryan McHugh, they've brought a new energy to this team and has put strength and depth into the group, into the panel. Now, the other thing about Kerry, you know, he was on about those 9 new players. There's also another stat with that. There's 27 All-Ireland medals in the dugout as subs in the dugout. And they have serious manpower of real quality to come into the team as well.
Back to you, Paddy Bradley. Just on that topic of maybe not finding out the starting team until Sunday morning, you as a player, I think you were looking a little bit puzzled there, were you, at it, or how would you feel about that? Or
he'd love that if he was in the panel. That's if he was on it. If he only could get that phone call.
Bandy ought to remember that his last game in charge of Monaghan, I think I scored 2-7. Now, back to your...
That was 4 years ago. That was probably your last game as well, was it?
Out in the blaze of glory. No, I wasn't looking puzzled, Tom. I think that's one of Donegal's major strengths. Any time you've listened to any of the Donegal players or Jim or any of the backroom team over the last 3 or 4 years, they talk about the team, the unit. Now, in other panels and other teams, if somebody maybe found out they were dropped the Friday night before a game, particularly an All-Ireland final, you know, it's hard to get round their head for the next couple of days. Will they be fit to have an impact on that Sunday? But the way these Donegal players are focused, it doesn't matter who the starting 15 are. You can be rest assured there's 32, 33, whatever there is, boys that will come on and do a job for Donegal on that day. And that's testament to Jim and to the whole players.
We're here live tonight in the Greenan Theatre in Letterkenny for our All-Ireland Forum, a packed house of Donegal fans. green and gold jerseys everywhere, and well, football fever obviously definitely in the air. We'll talk about Donegal Minors in a moment, because obviously that's a great occasion as well, and great credit to Declan Bonner and the Minors, and reaching a first ever All-Ireland final. It's hard to believe actually Donegal are playing in a first ever All-Ireland. We'll talk to Martin McHugh and Tony Boyle a little about that in a moment. But Tony, in terms of Ryan McHugh coming through this year, Oran McNeilis coming through, Darragh O'Connor coming into the squad and making a big difference, how does that affect the rest of the squad in terms of energy and synergy? And
I think it's a massive boost to the whole panel. Tom, I suppose one of the things that was possibly levelled at Jim last year, and maybe even earlier this year in the league, that, you know, we weren't bringing enough players through, young players through, and obviously, you know, Oran got a good run in the league. Ryan came in, young O'Connor came in, and listen, it gives the whole thing, you know, especially if you're an older player and you're sort of seeing the same faces, and if the same team's going out week in, week out, you know. I remember back in our day, it used to be a joke, it was nearly harder to get off the team than it was to get on it, you know. But now, in saying that, a lot of that can be, you know, the managers can have a lot of loyalty, you know, but
yeah.
Listen, in fairness to Oran and Ryan, what they've offered, you know, Oran has come on the scene this year, and I thought Jim took a big chance of playing in midfield on Darren Hughes in the Ulster final, you know, because Darren was probably Monaghan's go-to man the year before, and, you know, Oran kicked 3 points from play, so that was a massive, massive boost, and really Oran's goal in Croke Park against Armagh, where we were flagging, you know, it brought us back into the game. Ryan's been fantastic for Donegal this year, you know, his awareness. I think he made a start at cornerback in Celtic Park. You know, he started wing half back, he started wing half forward. We've seen what he could do in front of goals against Dublin. So they've been massive, massive boosts, you know. You always have the old reliables that you expect to do the same things every day that they're out, you know. But that bit of fresh blood has definitely helped the squad this year.
Yeah, before we go back to Oisín Kelly, I can just tell you that they have been handed the Kerry senior team. It's been just announced, and it's there's one change, if I can make it out, from the side that played defeated Mayo on the replay. Stephen O'Brien comes into the half-forward line instead of Michael Geaney. Just get run through the full team. It's Brian Kelly in goals, Mark O'Shea, Aidan O'Mahony, Fionn Fitzgerald, I think he played in the half-back line, he's gone back to the corner. It's Paul Murphy, Peter Crowley and Killian Young, that's the half-back line. Anthony Maher and David Moran at midfield. Johnny Buckley is at centre-half forward. Stephen O'Brien and Dunica Walsh. And the full forward line is Paul Geaney, Kieran Donaghy and James O'Donoghue. Martin McHugh, what do you make of that?
Yeah, well, O'Brien, you would be, I reckon he played the last game for you. Problem with Samson, he pulls him. He's got a lot of pace, so he's got a man.
He's another pacey player.
They normally carry go with the team. The name normally, I haven't seen them very seldom unless they pick up an injury at training. So it looks like that's the team he's going to go with. Big talk about O'Brien and Kerry. They've great time for him. You know, he's got a lot of pace. We saw him, a lot of him. You know, we saw him in the National League. But I'll tell you a funny story about just so we're talking about Ryan there, and I'd laugh after the Dublin game. We're in the house in the morning, and he came up in the stocking feet, and he says, "Mammy, have you measuring tape there?" And Mammy says, "Yeah, right, what do you want? Measure me." So he stood up against the wall and he says, "Measure me, see what I am." So anyway, he came up at 5, you wouldn't believe this, at 5'10". And he says to me, "You ring that Kieran Cunningham now, you know him, he's me in at 5'6" in the paper.
What a few weeks we have in Donegal. Now in Donegal to get ready for senior and minor All-Ireland final.
It's Highland Radio's All-Ireland Final Forum, live from Angrenan Theatre, Letterkenny, in association with Siemens at Irwin Expert, Buncrana and Letterkenny.
Welcome back to Angrenan Theatre. We're here, of course, for Highland Radio's All-Ireland Final Forum as we look forward to what we hope will be an absolutely astonishing weekend for Donegal football. Imagine 2 All-Ireland titles coming back to Donegal Town on Monday night. What? That would be unbelievable. Anyway, we're all hoping for it. Music on the way. We'll have more from our panel. Also, the announcement of our competition. The winner coming up very, very soon. 2 All-Ireland tickets. An overnight stay in the Regency. 2 Donegal jerseys. And it's all in association with Electric Ireland. We thank them very, very much indeed for coming on board. That's on the way. Justin Walsh, could you please stand up? Give a big welcome to the only Kerry man in the house tonight. Justin, first question. How are you handling all this pressure from these Donegal ones?
Ashford's all right. Like, I'm living up here now for a few years and I'm kind of getting into the swing of it. It's a good buzz around the county and the town the last couple of weeks. So unique to have it up here. Yeah.
Been so far away from home, but you're managing the slagging okay, are you?
I am, yeah, so far. My wife is from Donegal, so it's kind of a mixed marriage, you know.
What happens if Kerry wins on Sunday?
Well, I'll enjoy Monday. For sure, because I didn't enjoy it. A very tough time after the quarter-final defeat 2 years ago.
Right,
yeah. So I'm looking forward to making up for that this year. Hopefully, yeah.
I'll hit the throat at you. When Donegal won on Sunday, what are you going to do?
Well, I'll come back up the road nice and quiet and take a couple of sick days and that'll do it.
And any inside information for us? Do you know the man was up the pole checking out the train or no?
Don't actually, no. I came here to learn primarily from Martin McHugh. Yeah. Such an honour to be in the same room as him. I feel really honoured.
His head will get bigger.
Yeah.
Well, Batty might have something to say about that.
He might, yeah.
Well, listen, your prediction finally, Justin.
I'd say it'll be very close, but I'd say I'd fancy Kerry to win by a couple of points. What else am I going to say, Eli?
I think you're going to be wrong.
All right.
Give him a round of applause. Well done, Justin Walsh. He's from Tralee, living in Donegal. He might actually claim he's a Donegal man come Monday. So he might, but anyway. Right, time to get part two up and running now. Time to go back to some live music. The classic song, The Homes of Donegal, and singing it tonight, it's the Cufflinks.
Well, I just stopped in to see you home. I only stay a while. I want to see you getting on. I want to see you smile. I'm happy to be back again to greet you, big and small. If you know what's singing, Father's no place else on earth just like the homes of Donegal. Lovely. Well, I long to see your smiling children standing by the door. The kettle boiling on the hearth, the sides down up the floor. And soon that teapot is filling up, my cup is far from small. For your hearts are like mountains in the homes of Donegal. Well, I'd like to sit along with you and while away the night. Fairy lore, the sails of yore beside your sapphire bride. Meant to see, played out for me, shake down by the wall. Here's your rest for weary wanderers in the homes of Donegal. Glasgow I bid you all adieu. For the open highway calls me back to do these things I do. And when I'm traveling far away, friendship, why you're gone. And please God, I'll soon return on to the homes of Donegal.
I want to hear you sing Donegal, come on.
Donegal.
Right of all.
God, I'll sooner return on to the homes of Donegal.